Well, the first time I was actually conscious of just gun violence, period, I had to be like around 4 or 5 years old. And I remember it vividly. My aunt, a lot of my cousins, we are the same age. So we always used to hang out when we were young. And we were at my aunt's house. So we were just playing around in the living room. And next thing you know, it was just like a drive-by. And then my auntie, she was just like, y'all get on the ground, get on the ground. It was traumatizing in a sense, but it was a rush. Like, it was just like, wow. Like, being that young, I really didn't know, like, my life was in danger that well, like, in that instant. But found out afterwards, with my aunt screaming, just telling us no, when you hear shots, hit the floor. In Milwaukee, especially in the 90s, it was a lot of gun violence. Like, I know a lot of the statistics now may show otherwise, but from physical experience, I don't think that's true. And with being I have my major in criminal justice as well, law enforcement investigation. And the statistics doesn't even show that. It shows that the early 90s to the early 2000s, there was more gun violence then than now. From friends of family getting killed. It was during the Katrina time, when Katrina first hit. A friend of our family, my dad and a couple of our other family members, were just out there talking to the young man at the time. And nobody would know, like, this was going to happen to him, but he had went to the gas station. Next thing you know, he was shot dead. This had to be like 5-10 minutes after. Like, he was just at our family's house. And they had got a call and said, yeah, just been killed. At the time, I believe he was around 24, 25. And it's funny that I say this now. It's just like, that is truly a blessing to make it to that age. Like, even now, like, I feel ecstatic that I'm still living, because then I didn't know I would still be, I would make it to see 25. After the first incident, me experiencing gun violence, I knew then, like, it that's just what went on in our community. It was kind of like, it kind of made me numb. Yeah, now that I look back at it and I could be able to decipher, you know, my memories and my thoughts. I grew up kind of numb to gun violence, even gunshots sometimes. I knew to hit the ground, though, you know, just from my aunt, just letting us know that. But it was just like, in a way, it was a way of life, because, you know, we would hear sirens every 5 minutes. So we knew what that was. If it wasn't guns, it was either a car crash or some other type of violence that was taking place. But it was so frequent growing up in that type of lifestyle, just became numb. I'm pretty sure a lot of our youth out here in Milwaukee feel the same way. Good things we have organizations like you guys are here to raise awareness on those things. I think a lot of times we act impulsively instead of stopping, observing, listening, and just thinking, then engaging in certain things. Now that I know better and I know more, you know, I always had that inclination growing up, just that us as a people, why are we doing this to each other? You know, even though it's still strange to do it to others, but we've been through a lot already as a people, so we're doing the opposition's work for them. It's like a slap in the face now that I'm older, but I do understand that people need to protect themselves and their family, but I know a lot of those instances, that's not the case. It's not a protection case. It's more so people are just impulsive. A lot of gun violence can be prohibited if we as a people are more educated about weapons and arms and defense rather than just using it for offense. So if we taught our children how to properly unload a rifle or a handgun and those things, and we start hunting and things of that nature, maybe it'll take away that aspect from our community. And also, like, I remember, like, growing up in the 90s, used to be a lot of fist fights. If we work on more so, like, martial arts should be more so introduced in our communities for kids to displace their anger with each other, because it's easy for somebody to pick up a gun and just shoot somebody, but to be willing to really display your anger through either fighting or sports or that nature, it'd be better for our youth. So what I would say to the elected officials is make community police better. They need to be actively in the communities. They need to be 2 police officers on each block. They need to get to know the block. They need to know the kids. They need to be actively involved in what's going on in the communities as far as, like, events like these. Also, the elected officials need to be more involved, because a lot of times they just sit behind a desk and they need to uphold their oath to the Constitution and make sure they protect the people and let the people know about their rights and protections. And also, they need to serve the community rather than serving themselves and their own selfish interests.